It is with great joy that we celebrate our graduates today at St. John's. We have quite a long list of graduates connected to family members here at St. John's and members themselves. Pastor Addie and I are going to be sharing the names of these graduates, some from high school, some from college, some from grad school. And we want to remind you that, as is our custom, there are mugs available for our grads. They may be picked up here at the church on a Tuesday or a Thursday, anytime between 9:30 and 5. All you need to do is come up the back ramp, ring the doorbell, and Lisa will let you in. You'll see a table of mugs right in front of you. Help yourself to your mug, and please sign in so we know who has had a chance to claim one. So with that being said, let us share with you the names of some very happy grads and proud family members.
Josephine Claire Ahrens, granddaughter of Lorene Ahrens, graduated from the University of California, Berkeley, College of Environmental Design, Department of City and Regional Planning, with a Master's of City Planning.
And Josephine's sister Roberta, Lorene Ahrens, granddaughter of Lorene, graduated from Columbia University in New York City, School of the Arts Theater Program, with a Master of Fine Arts in Acting.
Nicole Albright, granddaughter of Bob and Sandy Taylor, graduated from North Penn High School and will be attending Williams College in Williamstown, Massachusetts, to study mathematics and statistics.
Shannon Allshouse, who grew up here at St. John's, graduated from Penn State University.
Caroline Borium, niece of Samiko Borium, graduated from Amherst College and plans to attend graduate school for neuroscience.
Kelly Dwyer, daughter of John and Kathy Dwyer, graduated from North Penn High School.
Patrick Benjamin Flatley, grandson of Robert and Carol Hamill, graduated from North Penn High School and will be attending Montgomery County Community College in the fall.
Sakira Fusner, daughter of Raina and Jeff, granddaughter of Jean McKinstry Rogers, graduated summa cum laude from North Carolina State University with a degree in business marketing fashion.
Kerrigan Gage, daughter of Desiree and Bill Wallace, graduated from North Penn High School.
And Brendan Giampa, son of Stephanie Giampa and grandson of Jerry and Grace Linderman, graduated from Delaware Valley University with a degree in turf management.
Piper Godshaw, niece of Samiko Borium, graduated from Phoenixville High School and will be attending cosmetology school.
And Matthew Christopher Hamill, grandson of Robert and Carol Hamill and son of David, graduated from La Jolla High School and will be attending community college in the fall.
Gianna Hunsinger, daughter of Robin and Scott Hunsinger, granddaughter of Lynn and Don Hunsinger, graduated from North Penn High School and will be attending Montgomery County Community College in the fall.
Rachel Hurley, wife of Andrew Paulson, received her MD and PhD from the Mayo Clinic. Rachel is starting her residency at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
Mason Kinsey, son of Ryan and Brandy Kinsey, grandson of proud grandparents Eric and Ann Kinsey, graduated from Perkiomen Valley High School. He's attending Kutztown University in the fall with a major in sports management and a minor in commercial music.
Nick Panachida, grandson of Dan and Lillian Panachida, graduated from Cayuga Community College with an associate in applied sciences, media production.
Gretchen Reese, daughter of Don and Cindy Reese, graduated from North Penn High School and will be attending Kutztown University in the fall for elementary education.
Grace Roberts, granddaughter of Nancy Roberts, graduated from Boyertown Area High School and will be attending Alvernia University in the fall to pursue a nursing degree.
Dr. Danielle Slover, daughter of Terry and Frank Slover, granddaughter of Jim and Judy Lederach, graduated from Rush University College of Nursing in Chicago with a doctorate of family nurse practitioner.
And the Reverend Kimberly Stryock, wife of Reverend Mark Stryock and daughter of Chris Ruth Bodie, graduated from Lancaster Theological Seminary with a Doctor of Ministry degree.
Marissa Weber, daughter of Walter and Bonnie Weber, completed her 4 years of anesthesia residency at Thomas Jefferson Hospital in Philadelphia and will move to New York City for her 1 year fellowship at Columbia University.
Laura Weigand, granddaughter of Alan and Judy Johnston, graduated from Boyertown Area High School and will be attending York College to study nursing and play field hockey.
And Caroline Weirich, granddaughter of Jean and Vern Moyer, who are previous longtime members, graduated from Pocono Mountain West High School and will be attending Arcadia University in the fall.
We celebrate all of our grads and give thanks for the families that have supported and encouraged them every step of the way.
Our graduates are, of course, a joy, and as we continue on, we lift up other joys that have been shared, as well as concerns. We have one more joy to add. Jack Gordon, who you may know from his spreading of smiles and laughter throughout fellowship time in months past, turned 2 yesterday, June 13th. We celebrate with him and his mom and dad, Becky and Adam. And our prayers of concern continue to surround Alan Johnston. Prayers for peace and healing, and we also keep in our prayers his wife, Judy. I invite you to be with me now in prayer. God, what a week it has been, again. We come to you in prayer now, knowing that you hear us, knowing that prayer is a powerful source of strength and healing for ourselves, for our community, and for our world. But we also know that accompanying our prayers must be action. Our love for you and our faithfulness to your teachings must be lived out loud. So God, may this time of prayer strengthen us to be your people, to be your church in the world. God, we pray that you give us eyes to see the world as you see it, hearts to feel the compassion you feel, and spirits to radiate your love, guiding the way, not blinding others. We lift up those within our own community, and we hold them in both prayers of celebration and concern. We pray for all those who, in many and various ways, are in need of healing, of a listening ear, of an understanding heart, of the loving and compassionate presence of a friend. God, we pray for children who are growing up in a confusing world, a world that many days misses the mark and fails to teach about understanding and tolerance. May we continue to try our very best and to learn from the young ones about what it means to love and to hope without condition. We pray for all those starved of love, of food, of shelter, of safety, of justice. We pray for those needing a sign of hope, a reason to keep going. God, remind us that each new day is another opportunity to live out your call for our lives. There is so much work to be done in this world, God. May we approach it with hope, with faithfulness, with intention, and with love. Guide us as we seek to move closer to you, as we strive to show love to our neighbor, to live into who you have created us to be, and as we seek to embody Christ's love in the world. We pray all of these things and the prayers of our hearts in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Often we are encouraged to roll with the punches. Today I would encourage you instead to roll with God, for whom nothing is too hard, too wonderful, too marvelous. Roll with Christ, who rolled with compassion and the heart of a shepherd in all of his days. And remember, as we go out into the world to claim this challenge, Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And as you do, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his smile upon you and fill you with his peace, now and always. Amen.